The Ebola crisis has deeply affected West African culture and how the dead are treated, displays of affection are avoided, and the nature of family caring and responsibility have all been deeply disrupted. So it makes sense that African culture would try and come to the rescue of people so threatened by a virus.
We are just cleaning.
From the messes of the war. We just cleaning. From the messes of the war. Here comes Ebola as a stumbling block. Let's get together as a walking force. Don't get defeated. You should stand up and fight. Fight this Ebola.
As Ruben Karoma, founding member of Sierra Leone's Refugees All-Star Band, you're hearing there. Marco Werman, host of PRI's The World. Welcome, Marco.
Hi, John. How are you?
So African musicians, often heard on your program, are mobilizing their art and popularity to rally people and deliver messages to fight Ebola. What have you seen and heard?
Well, it's pretty extraordinary on both sides of the Atlantic. Ruben Karoma, as you just played there, founding member of the Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars, they were on a tour of the U.S. back in April, completed their tour in September, and were about to go back to Sierra Leone, and their families said, stay there, really. It's too dangerous. You can do a lot more good by doing a few gigs, raising some money, and sending it back to us, because we're basically locked in our homes. We can't leave. We can't go to the market. That's kind of the encouragement from the government. Stay home. Don't move about and spread this disease. So Ruben and the other members of the band are in a friend's house, actually a friend from Liberia down in Providence, Rhode Island. I went down to see them a few weeks ago, and yeah, I mean, they are now no longer war refugees, which is how the band's first formed after during the Sierra Leone Civil War. They're now Ebola refugees in the U.S. So on top of trying to get some gigs, they're also thinking about this disease and writing songs about it. And what you just heard was kind of a scratch recording of a track that they are going to probably start playing pretty soon, but that's kind of still in the composition phase.
And so many other bands are doing the same thing, and really not only, you know, sort of speaking from their own experience as refugees, as you described there, but also reacting to the kind of Western-oriented ritual of pop music and charity. How has that sort of been also a motivator here?
Well, if you look at this kind of supergroup of Afropop stars that just recorded the song called Africa Stop Ebola, I mean, that's a great example of singers, artists from countries surrounding the three main affected Ebola countries, so Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. You've got Chiken Dja Fakoly, who is a big reggae star in Ivory Coast, Amadou and Mariam from Mali, the blind couple of Mali, Sia Tolno, who is a wonderful singer who is actually from Guinea, and Salif Keita, the great Malian chanteur. So they're all together, a bunch of other people as well, rappers from Senegal and Guinea. And what you get here is a song that actually is not even available on U.S. iTunes right now. It's available only in Europe. But they worked with a linguist in London and came up with a song that addresses these problems. So it's actually, it's musically terrific, and it also has great practical advice on trust your doctors, wash your hands, avoid shaking hands with others. I think it's a huge, huge song.
Ebola, Ebola. Invisible enemy.
It's my understanding that this song will eventually be sold on iTunes, and the profits will go to MSF, Médecins Sans Frontières, which is hard at work in the Ebola crisis zone. How different is this in approach and in, I guess, the kind of artists used from the Bob Geldof kinds of, you know, help out Africa with songs recorded in London?
Well, it's really different, John. I mean, I really felt like what Bob Geldof did was kind of an easy way to raise some quick money, but it feels kind of tone deaf to what's going on in West Africa. So I don't know if you've seen the video to this new version of Do They Know It's Christmas? So they've taken the old song from 30 years ago written by Bob Geldof and Midge Ure, and honestly, in my opinion, it was never a great tune, and some of the lyrics just don't stand up to the kind of Ebola retread. So there's a line, there's no need to be afraid. Well, guys, actually, there is a real need to be afraid, because if you're in Monrovia and you're exposed, you could die. So the video starts with a shot of men in hazmat suits going into this woman's house somewhere in West Africa. They carry her off. a stained mattress to her presumably lonely burial, and then suddenly it cuts to this clean, mostly white, wealthy group of singers in this room doing their part, quote-unquote. And, you know, Geldof has been answering some of these points in the British press with pretty colorful language, saying he doesn't really care what the critics say. So it's kind of a tough way to go about raising money. All that said, the song is already at number one on the UK charts, And that's just after a week. It's the fastest-selling single in the UK so far this year. I mean, you know, in terms of just raising money, it's great. I think it's kind of a cynical way to do it, but I guess, you know, Band-Aid Trust will disperse that money wisely.
Well, he's got a point, and money, if not maybe cultural sensitivity. Let's hear one last song before we go.
It's time to protect yourself. Protect your family. Protect your community.
Who is this, Marco?
This is Ebola Is Real, courtesy of Hot FM in Monrovia. It's tuned by three Liberian singers. Who are there? F.A., Soulfresh, and Denji. And to me, these guys, all of the music coming out of Monrovia, and I haven't heard a lot coming out of Sierra Leone, but Monrovia musicians have really kind of stepped up and realized with that song. We spoke with them back in May on The World, the guys from Hot FM. They're messaging to the people and explaining to them how to beat Ebola. You know, again, it's about don't shake your friend's hands, wash your hands, be careful. They serve a practical purpose. By the time we checked back with Hot FM in September, the music and messaging was so successful that they had changed format to basically all Ebola news, music, and info 24/7. And they worked with the UN, another tune. Again, it's not like terribly deep lyrics, but they serve a real purpose. It's messaging and kind of using music to beat the disease. It's really impressive.
And while the Geldof money is certainly welcome, these messages here are probably longer lasting and certainly speak much more directly to the cultural devastation that's taken place as a result of Ebola, almost a healing effort straight from the music.
Yeah, and not only that, but like the genre has now evolved in the course of 7 months. So there's this group or a singer, Tantan B, who came out with like a lover's rock version called State of Emergency, which is just totally incongruous. When you hear the opening lines, it's like this ought to be on, you know, The Quiet Storm, but it's all about Ebola.
Marco Werman is host of PRI's The World. Thanks so much.
Great to speak with you, John.